We are learning Maseches Beis Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We are beginning on top of the Amud. Zok the Gemara. Hosam Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos. Avaloyes Ha'Oitzer. You can't take from the Oitzer. What does that mean? Vav Hashmuel. Hashmuel explains the Mishnah there, which is talking about clearing the area for the Beis Medrash, or for other reasons. Tzarech Shabbos Archim. So it says Avaloyes Ha'Oitzer. Avlo Yigmaras Ha'Oitzer Kula. If you're clearing out an area from taking out all the things that are stored there, you shouldn't clear the whole place out. Why? Because now when you clear the whole place out, the floor will be exposed. You might see there's some holes and it's not flat. And you might come to flatten the little holes in the floor. And therefore, there's a din on Shabbos. You shouldn't clear out the whole oitzer on Shabbos. So Shaila is, what about for Yom Tov? Let's say Makom Hefsid. Hachamai means that what happens if it's a case of Yom Tov Makom Hefsid? Are you going to clear entire Oitzer or not? Hachamai. Hassam, Zmar gives us far. Hassam, who was Shabbos, the Asr, Mashim the Chamer. There maybe it's Asr because Shabbos, we're more Machmir. Of a Yom Tov the Kill, Yom Tov is more Kuladik. Shabbos, just like we say in our Mishnah, that it's more Kuladik and therefore you let it do Tircha. Maybe you let it clean out the Oitzer also. You're not worried about Shuri Gumas. Oidoma, maybe the opposite. Hosam dika bitul beis medrash amrit loy madak, when it's only bitul beis medrash, we say you're not allowed to do it. Hachad leka bitul beis medrash loy kolshken. There, not only. Even you would say it's far off a carrot. Madak dia with this bitul beis medrash would be a reason to be matir. Still, we say it's aser. Hachad leka bitul beis medrash loy kolshken. You shouldn't say that it's aser. So one svar is to say Yom Tov is more cool. While on the other hand, we're saying there it has a cooler. Why? Because there it's a tzarech based medrash, and still you say you're not allowed to clear out the whole place. So for sure, by us, you wouldn't be able to clear it out. So the Gemara blibes again by a shaila on this one. It's the second thing already blibed by a shaila before. Before we had a shaila, yesterday's Gemara had a shaila that mefanim, how much you let a mitreach to take off the roof. It said by mefanim only the 4 or 5 kupois. What's halacha by Yom Tov? And the Gemara had as far as both ways. Now what we're saying as far as two ways is dafka by Shabbos you can't clean out the oitzer, or even by Yom Tov. Another shaila, another similar shaila. Hakatanan by us it says mashilim peris derech ruv Yom Tov. By us it says the special kula on Yom Tov that you're allowed to lower down peris from the roof on Yom Tov. If it's a makom hefsid, and remember we have another halacha regarding Shabbos that you let it clear a place for beis medrash. But Rav Nachman lo yishanu the halacha by us that you're allowed to lower down peiros from the aruba lo yishanu oisei gag only on that roof itself. But let's say your gag, your roof has no skylight. You want to bring it to the roof right next door. The attached two houses are attached. The next door roof has a skylight. You want to bring it to the next door roof. Magagagag lo. You can't bring it from one gag to another gag. But Tanya Namehach, you talk to Bryce, it says like Rav Nachman, you can't go from roof to roof, even if they're even, which means you don't have to climb up or down, it's also do, because it's more tercha. So that's the halacha by Yom Tov. Hosomai, by Shabbos, where you're clearing out the room for Achras Zarchim, or for Bitul Beis Medrash, could you bring it to the next roof, or to the next room? Could you do it or not? Hacha, here, by Yom Tov the awesome, should Yom Tov the kill, because Yom Tov is more cool, and therefore we're more machmir. We're going to come to mezalzel in Yom Tov, therefore we say we limit it to this roof. Have a Shabbos the chamir, but also zuzei bay. Shabbos that might be good. I dilma, or maybe ma hocha, they can have some paris. I'm a law. You might hear that it has hefse paris. I'm still say you can't do it. Hashem like hefse paris like Holshkein. You shouldn't. There's no hefse paris like Holshkein. Now, if you realize these svaras, some of them are like opposite from before. The Gemara is saying different svaras. Each Gemara has its own svaras for the same thing. Before we said Bitul Beis Medrash was more important than Hefzid. Now we're saying Hefzid more important than Beis Medrash. So Miram Shifa, we already asked that why is everyone saying their own svaras? And he doesn't answer the question. But the Pnei Yeshua says that this Gemara is coming from different Amarayim who said it separately. They didn't say it together with the other Amarayim. Each had their own svaras. Therefore, the svaras are not the same because each one had their own svaras. But each shaila has its own merit that there's a shaila is Shabbos like Yom Tov. You have svaras, lakan, lakan. One's hefsid, one's bitul beis medrash, each one has a maila. And same thing, Shabbos mochama on one hand, but you can be more makel because you're not going to be mezazel. So it's different svaras to say. And we have one more clara like this, hachatanan. It says, by us, here to say Tanya. So Hoche Tanya, to add on to the halachas of lowering Paris, it says by us, the Brice like this, Rashi quoted this halacha in the Mishnah. Hoche Tanya, lo yishal shalem v'chevel v'chaloinos. even though you're allowed to lower down the pavers through the skylight, but you can't pick it up and lower it down the window. Let's say the roof has walls around it, and there's no skylight, but there's a window on one of the walls, one of the fences, one of the gate around the roof. So you can't pick it up and then send it out the window and lower it down. That's too much tirch already. You can't take it down the steps either. Rashi says sulamis in Gemara doesn't always mean a ladder. Any transportation down is called a sulamis. He says even a kvashim shlon, even a ramp is called sulamis. But at the end of the day, we're saying you can either pick it up and then schlep it downstairs through a ladder, through steps, through a ramp, because that's too much tirch. That's the halach of us. Hasamai. In the heter on Shabbos to clear the room for Archim or for Beis Medrash, what's the halacha there? Could you do this extra tircha or not? Hasamai, halacha b'yam tov da'aser like a bit of Beis Medrash. Here it's aser because no bit of Beis Medrash, so he says aser. Have a Shabbos, think a bit of Beis Medrash. They were handling a shear to learn Torah. Maybe Shabbos don't allow to do it. Oydama a different svara. Oydama halacha dika hefse peris amrit law. Here where it's such a bad thing, it's hefse peris. And we say you can't do more than you could do. Hasam lekha have the parents of culture gain? Take cool. We're blibing share by the shahs. Again, here you see another svaras again, svaras afuches again, but different svaras. But again, we spoke for four Bnei Yeshua, each Amar has its own svara. And the Gemara comes out take cool. So it's like sharing how we paskin. The Rif and the Ramban pastures, the way the Ran learns, they hold the lakula. All the shahs go lakula. They could learn out Yontif from Shabbos, Ma'adadi from each other, learn out the Kulas. You could learn out from each other. And that's their Shita, the other Rishonim argue. Like upon them, the Gemara is coming out with a Tekum. Now it's. What? Hefse Paris, not the Besmedrish.
We're talking about
Besmedrish. What is Hefse Besmedrish? I don't have Hefse Besmedrish. Hefse Paris means the Paris get ruined. Bit of Besmedrish, you mean?
Bit of Besmedrish, I mean.
There is a bit of Besmedrish, but maybe Hefzeperis is worse. The Gemara is saying Hefzeperis is worse. For example, put it this way. You can lose $10,000, or you're not going to be able to make the shear in your house and make someone else's house. What's worse? So Gemara says maybe $10,000 is worse. The Gemara says the opposite is far also. Gemara says no, learning is worse. It's as far as Hafuchis, but the far Hefzed is, Hefzed is Hefzed. They never find that learning, not learning the shul is called a Hefzed. It's a different thing. It's a bit of a mitzvah. It's not called Hefzed Mammon. Hefzed Mammon takes a big... That wasn't the case. The case was Mishil and Paris was not a case of Bitlois marriage. So the Mishnah said, Machasinus a Paris, that if it's raining and the Paris is going to get wet, and we're talking about Paris, they get ruined from getting wet. For example, let's say barley or ta'inim or dates or figs, they get wet, they can get ruined. So it says, if your Paris are getting wet, you're allowed to bring a big tarp and cover it over on Yomtiv, or Kalim, whatever, you take a big pot and cover it, you're allowed to do that on Yomtiv. Even though it's a little tircha, you're allowed to do it. Oma Ula. So I think about Oma Ula, fill a vir de livni. This halacha is not only I'm allowed to cover Paris, I'm even allowed to cover Muksa. A vir de livni are bricks and building material that's set aside for building, and you see it's getting wet, it's going to get ruined, so you're allowed to cover it on Shabbos or Yomtiv. You're allowed to cover it, but fill a vir de livni. I'm saying Shabbos Yom Tov, that's going to the Rosh, that halacha of mechassin is by Shabbos and Yom Tov, that Rabbi Rashi argues. But like upon him, you're allowed to even cover the muksa. That's a ula shita. Ritzakam and no. Peiris harum. Dafka, peiris that are royal to eat, you're allowed to cover. But bricks that are not, that are muksa on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you are not allowed to cover that. Why? But ozdor ritzul tameid, omra vitzchok, ain't kli nitl, elodova ha nitl. You're not allowed to carry a keli, only the tzorech, non-muksas. But you're not allowed to carry it, you're not allowed to move it, l'tzorech muksa. Ain't clean it to eldova nitl v'shabbos. You're only allowed to move the akeli, l'tzorech heter, but not l'tzorech muksa. You can't do l'tzorech muksa. That's really Yitzchak. If your muksa is getting wet, you can't cover it. Zog the Gemara v'ayta, t'na, w'ayta ramishta, mechasenes apeirois bekelim. So it sounds like a riot to Rabbi Yitzchok. But Paris in, Avir Levin Eloy, it says Dafka Paris. Why to pick Paris? Let him say Mechasin Lechosim. Why say Paris? It's Mashma Dafka, something that's not Muksa. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yitzchok. Paris Levin Eloy, the more know who it in the full Avir Levin. Really, even you could cover Muksa. But I did Tani Reisha Mashilim Paris. Since the Reisha are talking about lowering down Paris, and there has to be Dafka Paris. Why? Because they're doing it by hand. And that even metaltal it, metaltal the Paris itself. So there has to be Paris. That can't be a Avir de Livni, because you can't carry down from the roof a Avir de Livni, because that's Muksa. So there it has to go on payrois. Tana safe for Navi Machasin the payrois. They put a safe also says Machasin the payrois, but Machasin really could be anything. Give me Muksa. That's what Ula will answer you. Tana, let's try to bring it all right. Tana, it says after Machasin the payrois, it says, Machasin payrois be kalim bnei adelef. And also kadiyayim Hashem that's dripping on the water, I'm allowed to cover it. Now, again, you see that we're talking about dafka peiros. Dafka is something that's royu. Why did it pick up something dafka that's royu? Why didn't it say over here avir delivni? Why did it say again something that's royu? And for the gemara, my skin on betivlo. We're talking about that it was tevel. Talking about that it was tevel, it was taka muksa, and it's taka right, it's taka like ula. That even muksa you're allowed to cover. Because when tevel you can't eat on Shabbos, so it's muksa. So therefore, that's the chiddush that you're still allowed to cover that. Not like Rav Yitzchak.
It's not also for everybody to eat.
Tevel, everyone can eat tevel. Who can eat tevel? Who can eat? Yeah. So how can I mistabra these sakas? Toitz asked the kasha that before the gemara says no migu this katsoi on tevel. That means if ben hashmashes was tevel, then it's still, and someone didn't took of Maisa on the Shabbos, it becomes not Muksa, because that we said, of Arvatika and Masukun, but Kolzman it's Tevel, that's Muksa, that's how Tosfos speaks out. Hachana Mestavra, it's Taka Mestavra that Kadayayin means Tevel. Why? This Sakadat of Kadayayin, Kadashem, and Deatera, if it means regular good wine and good oil, Hatani Lareisha, Peiris, it says Peiris, Kadayayin, Kadashem, Srikhalay. What if you tell me Kadayayin, Kadashem? What if you say that again? Must be, he's telling something else. That even muksa, I'm allowed to cover. So it's, if I can't, it's a raya that even muksa, I'm allowed to cover. It's a raya to ula, not like Rav Yitzchak. So I'm going to know, really, it's talking about dafka kadiyayin kayashamas. What's a chiddush? Kadiyayin kayashamas, richalei. Sagadak amino, lehefsim ruba chashu, lehefsim ula chashu. Maybe only worry about hefsim ruba. Payers that get wet, they're gone. Nothing you can do about it. A kadiyayin kayashamas, which means in a jug, it's not gonna, you know, it's not good to get a wet, but it'll manage. You know, after Shabbos, you wipe it down, it'll be fine. It's only half semur. Left semur loy chashu kamash blon. Even for half semur, you're allowed to do it. So according to Rav Yitzchak, it's all talking about Paris harayim, and the chiddush is harayim, and the chiddush is that even though it's not such a big hefse, you're still allowed to cover it. According to Ula, the chiddush is that even talking about tevel and it's muksa, I'm allowed to cover muksa on yontif or Shabbos. Now it says in the Mishnah Vayta. You have a drip. There's a drip in your house coming from the ceiling and it's making your floor muddy. You're allowed to put a pail under it. And l'chayra, the delaf is muksa because you can't drink that water. So l'chayra, you're allowed to bring a keli to catch the muksa. And for the gemara of a delaf haroyu, it's only a delaf that it's royu for behema kapadim. It's clear, the water's still clear. You know, a person won't drink it, but an animal would drink it, and therefore it's not muksa. And therefore you can bring the keli for muksa. The rasba, what? It's a drip. It means a drip. A drip.
No, so, you're
putting an empty keli. You're not bringing an empty keli for muksa. The question was, you're not bringing an empty keli for muksa according to Rav Yitzchak. Right, so we just spoke out. Rav Yitzchak says you can't bring a keli with tzorech muksa. Yeah. The thing is muksa. Teres delaf haroyu. So the rasba speaks out that really you have to say delaf haroyu of the kuliyama. Why? Because, like you remember, halacha in Sekhel Shabbos, there's a thing called bittel kli me'achanai. I'm allowed to take a kli and make it into muksa on Shabbos. If the water will be muksa, so I put the keli there, I'm mevatel the keli. So you anyway have to say delaf haroyu. So Rashi says you could have said v'lo tamech, you could have said whatever it is. You could have said also everyone has to agree here. Right? You have to zetzayin the mishkah, but delaf haroyu because a different problem bittel kli me'achanai. Toshima, let's try to bring it all right. Toshima, there's a halacha in Sekhel Shabbos. Person machatzelas al gabri levein the Shabbos the ayaisim vinyana. No. Person machatzelas al gabri levein the Shabbos says you're allowed to bring a tarp to put or mat to put over the bricks on Shabbos, even though bricks are muksa because they're made for binyan, and still you're allowed to bring something for it. It's kasher mitzchok. I ain't clean it el tzorach davan itul. And for the Gemara, the ayaisim vinyana, this was left over these bricks. The chazil and mizgah alayu. So these already, you'll sleep on them, you'll sit on them. Bricks that are slated for binyan, they're not left over. You're not going to touch them, you don't want to ruin them. But once they are left over, you'll use them for sleeping on it. But they're not muksa, and that's why you'll have to cover them. Toshma, another brisa. Parisivak atzelas agabi avonim shabbos. You're allowed to put a mat over avonim on Shabbos. And we thought right now, these avonim are made for binyan, and they have to be dry, because if not, the cement won't stick to it. So you see that even though it's muksa, you're allowed to cover it. And you're allowed, it's a clean ital, it's served over muksa. And they want to know, the chazm is a kisei. We're talking about special type of rocks that have a sharp edge that they use to wipe themselves by the base, after the base of kisei, and therefore it's not muksa, and therefore you're allowed to cover it. So one of my chrusas added me a kai had a kasha, so why can't it be wet? I guess not. I guess it can't be wet. He's covering it because it can't be wet even for basic kisei. I'll kapon him. Or or upshot is like this, that's roi for basic kisei, but he might use it for something else also. I'll kapon him. You're allowed to cover it because it's not muksa. That's a ritual answer. Tashma, another raya. Another try for raya. Person makatzels agavik veris dvarim v'shabbos. You're allowed to cover the beehive, the honeycomb, where there's honey and bees in this big kaveras, you're allowed to come and cover it on Shabbos, bechama pechama, which the Gemara thinks means like this: in the summer I cover it from the sun, uvikshamim, in the winter, I cover it from the rain. We shouldn't really have kavana to catch, to trap the bees. So what's the kasha? Charetz muksa. This whole honeycomb, it's bees. Bees are muksa. And for the Gemara, there's honey in here. The honey is usable. There's honey in here, therefore, it's not muksa. Amar Rav Akiva Meishan Rav Ashi. So you're answering Rav Yitzchak by saying here that there's no muksa. Why? Because there's dvash in here. Hotenech Meisachama. That's good in the summer, dvash, because there's honey. B'meisach Shama, in the winter, when there's no pollen, there's no plants, so there's no bee, there's no dvash. Ma'ik L'meima. What are you going to say? It's muksa, there's no dvash here. So after the Gemara, I'll tell you pshat. They always leave, the whole winter, they leave two honeycombs of dvash, of honey. Why? For the bees to nourish themselves the whole winter from those two things of honey. So it might not muksa because they have those two chalas of honey, two loaves of honey. Anything about Akasha? No. Oysters, they're chalas muksa saying. They're muksa. Why? Because they're set aside for the dvarim, for the bees. They're not set aside for us. And they're talking about here a case where he had a mind to eat it, and it was not muksa. So, Freyti Gemara, Avaloi Chish V'Leim, if you didn't think on them, that means in the winter, you're now allowed to bring a machzelis to cover it. My Osir. So, the Tani, why you have to go find the Issa, Vashle Skavan Lotzer, they shouldn't have Kavaran to do Tseida, lift the list of the day. Make a chilek, make a difference in the same halacha. Medvar murim that it's mutter to cover it. Shechish v'aleim. If you chash v'aleim and dip was that muksa. Avloi chish v'aleim. If you didn't think about eating those chalos, it's also because it's muksa. And again, if you have yitzchak in Allah, bring a blanket to cover a muksa. Have the Gemara hakama. The reason why I picked this out, I want to say like this: even though you thought about eating them, it's not muksa. Still, internally, it could be a problem itself. Avashlo yiskavon lotzud. You shouldn't have kavana to do seida, and even though you're trying to protect your devash, which is not muksa, still be careful not to do seida, to have kavana for seida. So we got out of this halacha by telling us that Rav Yitzchak, the kash was ayetz muksa, teretz is, it's not muksa because I was chashva on this devash. Peitim arakasha, v'maya kimta. Who did that sign the ratio of the Mishnah by saying that you have two chalas of dvash and mechishav aleihem? Who did you learn like Rav Yehuda? Just like muksa, because like Rashi tried to speak out that why don't we say when you have a kash over here that it's muksa? Why don't we answer? Go and go to Rav Shimon. That's not muksa. Since we didn't answer that, obviously we know Rav Yitzchak holds like Rav Yehuda that holds of muksa, and therefore we have to answer different truths. So means well, that's the ratio of the Mishnah like Rav Yehuda holds of muksa. Amos Sefer says in the Sefer, "Vashlo yiskaven lotzud." You shouldn't have kavana to do tzeda, which means that even though you're doing tzeda, you can't have kavana. You can't have intention to do trapping, but even though you're trapping it, so that's also Rav Shimon. Dov Hashem yiskaven muta. That's like Rav Shimon holds Dov Hashem yiskaven muta. So it's a stira. The race of Rav Yehuda says for Rav Shimon. Freiti Gemara Kasha Tizbra. It's better for Rav Shimon. Tizbra Rav Shimon. Vabayv Rava Darman Tavayu. Both the Bayv Rava say together. That when it's a psik ratio, even though I don't have kavano, then it's also according to Rav Shimon. So it's no better for Rav Shimon. Everything Amara, loyalam kul Rav Yehudi. Really, it's Rav Yehuda. And that's why it's muksa in the ratio, you have to say chishvaleim. V'hokamayaskinon, I, what's the vashlo yiskavon lotzud? V'hokamayaskinon, isbe kevi. This honeycomb has these holes on the side, so even if you cover the top of it, they'll get out through the holes on the side. So what does it mean, lo yiskaven lotzud then? You don't read it. It's not how you're reading it. Because even in a chavin, it won't work. It'll go up on the sides. It means just make sure that you don't cover it well, that you're trapping it. That's what it means. So, if you're in Cain, then it's pshita. Of course, everyone knows about seder. You know, don't cook the honey either on Shabbos. Like we know, you're not allowed to cook. What if you have to speak out? Vashlo yisana matzuda. That's not a chiddush. Bishlo said vashlo yisana skaven. So we're saying like Rav Shimon. But what's the chiddush? Vashlo yisana matzuda pshita. So the Gemara, ma'u the tema. You would think dafka mina nitzur aser shlemi nitzur the mutter. Maybe you would think dafka animals that are normal to trap are aser. For example, you trap animals, sheep and chickens. Those you trap, but bees. Who traps bees? They don't know who traps bees. So maybe there will be mutter kamash malon that it's still awesome. So either means kamash malon that ain mabina nitzah that's still awesome madrabanon. That's one pshat in the kamash malon, or the kamash malon is that it is called mina nitzah and awesome madraisa. So what's the nafkamina? It's a big nafkamina because there's a voyin agamara over here. That Rav Shimon will agree, if it's a psik ratio, Rav Shimon will agree it's aser. It's only Issa Durabanon, fi that sad. So you see that the Issa psik ratio by Issa Durabanon, which is a big machoikas, Chumas Hadeshon, and others. So this is be a raya that there is an Issa psik ratio even by Durabanon. The Mashah brings down from a Beis Yosef, interesting, you hardly find Mashah bringing Beis Yosef, that the Vairim are called Mina Nitzad. And fi that, Kamashma means Kamashmalon, it's Beminoi Nitzad. That's one point. And there's another point that Taptos is, you have to see it on your own time. It's a Kedah to see. There's one more Gemara to answer the Kasha, not a Teres of the Kasha. So remember, we have a Kasha from this case where you're covering this honeycomb with the Machzelas. You are bringing a Machzelas Sarach Mukhsa. Why? Because in the winter, there's no honey. So Gemara answered, we're talking about there's two things, a Dvash left over, and you had a mind on that. Rav Ashi is a whole nother Teres. Rav Ashi says, we're really talking about at a time when there is the Dvash, not the winter. So what does it mean, Moisa Cham? What does it mean, Chama and Gesham? We'll explain it. Rav Ashi Yom HaMikton, if you're Moisa Cham, Moisa Gesham, does it say, Moisa Cham, Moisa Gesham? What it says is, Bechama Pnei Chama, from the sun, from, you know, in the time of sun, from the sun, or Gesham, time of rain, Pnei Gesham, Mikton. What it means is like this, but Yom HaNisi, Yom HaTishri, it means in the spring and the fall, the Ika Chama, the Ika Gesham, there's sun and there's Gesham, the Ika Dvash, and there's still Dvash. That is what we're saying. We're saying that, from the spring, summer, and fall, when it's raining or it's sunny, I'm allowed to cover it. Why? Because there's dvash there. We're not talking about the dead winter, there's no dvash. And that's how we answer the kasha, l'fi Rav Yitzchak.